Welcome to Women Making History. Each week we meet interesting and inspirational women who dared to make history. I'm Jennifer May Anderson. This week's history-making woman resisted racism, created her own path to success in an elitist sport, and was the first Black honoree in the United States Figure Skating Hall of Fame. Mabel Fairbanks was born in Florida on November 14, 1915, the 11th of 14 siblings. As a young girl, her mother died and she went to live with a brother in New York. She worked in his fish shop and also did other odd jobs to help pay rent. It was when she started working for a wealthy white family as a babysitter that her love affair with figure skating began. From their apartment, Mabel could see Central Park's lake, where, in winter, people gathered to ice skate, some of them trying out the fancy figure skating tricks they could see in the Olympics. Mabel went out and bought her first pair of figure skates for a dollar at a pawn shop. They were way too big, but she stuffed them with cotton and got on the ice. Once she started skating, she couldn't stop and made it out to the ice in Central Park every day she could. A talent promoter, Wallace Hunter, saw her skills and suggested she practice at an ice rink called Gay Blades. She was told she couldn't enter because she was Black. Eventually, a manager decided to let her in. She kept practicing her self-taught spins and jumps and eavesdropped on the coaching sessions of the white skaters to pick up tips. Even though Mabel was a skilled and captivating figure skater, she couldn't compete. Figure skating clubs only allowed white skaters. No coaches would work with Black skaters. Mabel recalled that the clubs would laugh in her face when she would ask to join. Undaunted, she talked her way into rinks where she could practice after hours. Mabel even set up a 6-foot by 6-foot sheet of ice in her apartment to practice. All this practice paid off. Soon, Mabel was performing in Uncle Wally's ice reviews in New York for Black and interracial audiences. Uncle Wally was the talent promoter she had met years earlier, Wallace Hunter. She also performed at many ballrooms and the famed Apollo Theater. Soon, the newsreel camera crews arrived to capture Mabel's figure skating feats, and these were played even in white movie theaters. In 1946, Mabel and her manager, Wallace Hunter, left New York to move to Los Angeles. Here, she hustled to get her professional skating career off the ground. She was the feature performer in many ice skating review shows and toured the Caribbean and Mexico with her portable ice rink. She also started to teach figure skating, first to the children of stars like Dean Martin, Nat King Cole, and Bing Crosby, and later to skaters of color. When teaching young children of color, she focused on both ice show tricks and the required figures for competitive ice skating, even though it was incredibly hard to find rinks that would allow her to teach Black skaters. She finally found a loophole in the U.S. figure skating rulebook in the early 1960s that would allow her Black students to compete. Mabel had her Black students register individual memberships with the National Club without mentioning personal details, and they were accepted on paper. When her Black students showed up to qualify in person for competitions, the judges couldn't keep them out because they were members, according to the rulebook. She coached many successful skaters of color to championships, including 1988 Olympic bronze medalist Debbie Thomas, the first Black athlete to win a medal at an Olympic Winter Games. After an astonishing professional and coaching career, Mabel died in 2001. In 2020, the U.S. Figure Skating Organization created the Mabel Fairbanks Skating the Yours Fund to support skaters of color by helping to pay for training and competitions. Mabel Fairbanks wowed audiences across North America with her figure skating jumps and spins, coached many figure skaters to national and international championships, and was the first Black honoree in the U.S. Figure Skating Hall of Fame. And that makes her a woman who made history. Thanks for listening. To meet more fascinating women who made history, listen each week at this time on Alternative Radio 91X or visit womenmakinghistory.ca.